Our schedule for tomorrow morning will be same start time, 8:50, just with regards to warm-up. We should be on the upper field here, the far field. Any questions with today?
How do you find a balance on defense between guys that are really good against the pass, really good against the rush? And I bring it up because we talked to Paris earlier, who's certainly, I imagine, his strength, or at least what you want out of him, is the, you know, being really good against the run.
Well, it's, you know, you're looking for the complete player. Obviously, we play situationally, and so there's certain players that will come on the field in obvious passing situations. Paris is stout against the run, and yet one of the things that attracted us to him a year ago was that, you know, he gave you some ability to get an edge in the pass rush. So a lot of it's situational, a lot of it's dependent on your personnel and then being smart, playing to your strengths.
Coach, what's the status of Champ Bailey? Has he been out here?
No status. We don't discuss injuries during training camp. That's not new either. Next question.
Red zone battles today. What were your bigger takeaways offensively or defensively?
It kind of went back and forth. It was our first install, so you saw some assignment errors both sides of the ball. You know, we'll pick that back up on Monday after we scrimmage tomorrow. You know, hopefully we can create some red zone opportunities within the framework of the scrimmage. And then from an install standpoint, we'll go back on Monday and kind of have a similar practice that we had today with not a new install, but just covering the red zone points of emphasis.
Coach Warren made a nice play down here at the end of
practice.
Read the quarterback's eyes. Just talk about what you've seen out of him lately and how he continues to make plays.
Well, he's got pretty good football instincts, and you know, and so the for a lot of these guys, their ability to pick things up and then take it to the field, especially where we're at now in our first week of camp, really helps them. You know, the guys that struggle sometimes are the guys that don't exactly or aren't 100% sure of what to do. And so I think that's helped him.
Sean, looking at Drew and the team period, you never see this, and obviously it all starts with the quarterback center exchange. Had a couple of fumbled snaps.
We had two, yeah. So, look, we've got a couple different centers, and we're rotating those players, and it's just a matter of us, you know, paying attention to the detail, and that's something that doesn't happen a lot. Obviously, we need to do a better job of coaching it and practicing it. They got some work after practice, and we'll continue to make that a point of emphasis because it just puts a damper to the drill, especially when the first play starts off like that.
Sure, I'm sure you want to see a lot tomorrow. Anything in particular you're looking
for? Hopefully, we can create enough situations. We typically will script throughout the period of the scrimmage special team situations, be it punt, kickoff. But with regards to offense and defense, you know, you want to see guys playing fast. We'll limit the amount of calls that we have and try to get to the really the nuts and bolts of a lot of the things we do so the players can play fast and then look real close at the tape.
Sean, Brandon Coleman obviously seems to be doing pretty well out here the last few days. Have you noticed anything from him from a comfort zone level?
Well, I think he's stronger in his lower body. He's a little bit further removed from the injury he had his last year at Rutgers. And so, you know, I see him carrying his weight a little bit better in this fall training camp than maybe he was able to in the spring.
Sean, looking at the inside drill, it seemed like this might have been the defense's from top to bottom, their best practice part. They're saying they were downhill.
I thought their pad level was better today. You know, I mentioned this a few days ago. It's kind of a seven-man front. So I thought their intensity and their get-off was very good. We'll see it on film, but I thought they, compared to the other 9-on-7s, it stood out.
Sean, have you been able to measure the difference maybe in a week, training camp here, compared to Metairie, like IDs, you know, that kind of stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously the temperatures are different. So what's noticeable to me, you could start with the IVs and the lack thereof, but, you know, the water breaks we take don't have to be as long. We don't have to have as many. You can kind of sense it. And one of the things, you know, we'll put down one break per practice, but whenever we've been in heat, you know, that might be four, really, where they hydrate and we take what time's necessary. Even after a special teams drill, there's a lot of running going on. We'll have a break. It seems I'm fairly certain the recovery, though, has been quicker, and the amount of breaks we've had to take have been fewer.
Do you think this really helps out?
Something about the other day about how it might help in soft tissue injuries maybe down the road. Is that
I think we're all looking. I mean, everyone is looking to reduce those type of injuries, the hamstrings, the groins, all of those that give you problems. And the more and more research that comes out, the more and more you hear about hydration. And so I think from the simple fact of players' hydration levels being a little higher, it's something we have to pay attention to when we get back home and transition from here, you know, back into the heat of Metairie. But I think they do go hand in hand.
I think it really helps with some of the younger players. They can stay focused, the weather, and maybe not hit that wall so early in training.
I think for all of them, you know, you're always trying to avoid that point in practice where they're just trying to get through it. And I think that is a much higher wall than here than it would be if you were in 100-degree temperature. But there's still that balance of getting in condition. So, but I do think from a retention standpoint, teaching environment, it's better.
Sean, how many former players have you heard from complaining that they didn't get this treatment when they were playing?
I'm sure there's a lot of former players that are it's hard to envision the environment here. You know, every one of us before we all got here last week had maybe a little idea, but the staff here, everyone involved in getting this facility ready, from the fields to the Advocare Center, the weight room, there was a lot of work done, and it's obviously exceeded everyone's expectations. They've been great, and I said this at the beginning, you know, when you have a good training camp experience, it's not really about buildings or fields, it's generally about the people, and this has been fantastic that way. Well, he's a very consistent kicker. You know, statistically, his numbers over the course of a career have been really, really good. And he's, you know, in the brief time we've had him, he's been very consistent. You know, he had the last game in Seattle, which was really almost impossible with conditions. But we've got a good competition there. He's someone that has a routine, and he's in good shape. I think the one full offseason with us has been good. So just that consistency and knowing kind of the distances and where the comfort zone is when it comes to making a decision as to, hey, let's get inside the 28 or inside the 30 for a field goal. But his percentages have been outstanding.
Sean, all the coaches that come out, and I would go back and roll as well, what did they get out of that? And is there this kind of discussion?
Yeah, a lot of the staffs. Today we had two or three different staffs. You know, I know Virginia Tech was here. I know Marshall was here. We had West Virginia earlier in the week. We've had a number of college coaches come out, and I think it's beneficial, even if you come away with a drill that you didn't have before you came, or maybe a technique or something you saw. You know, it seems like a while ago, but when I was in college, you know, we went and had a chance to visit with the Steelers and had a chance to visit with the Bears, and then actually spent 2 days up in Wisconsin visiting with the Saints when I was coaching at Miami of Ohio. And you always come away from those trips, I think, learning a little bit more and trying to pick up on a few things that might be applicable to your team or your position group. So we like having them in, and then they'll have a room where they can watch tape, and certainly they'll have time with position coaches for questions. And it's always good to shoot ideas back and forth. We actually gained something as well. You know, we have a chance to visit with them about their scheme, about their players coming out next year for the draft. So we always try to open the doors to the college coaches as well as high school coaches.
So what did Kyrie Robinson have to develop most after last season? Have you seen
some of those? I think the assignments with regards to pass protection, that's probably the most challenging element for a running back. You know, there's a handful of different protections, and so becoming more familiar and more functional in that area.
With y'all being up here, I know Tulane's had an opportunity to use the facility.
Back home. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about being in a position to help those guys?
We've always had a good close relationship, and you know, clearly with CJ now being the head coach there, whether it's a bowl game schedule they're on or a weather schedule, you know, with the building of their new stadium. There's a transition facility-wise, and we're always open to helping them any way we can. So they've been great supporters of our program, and I feel like we try to do the same with theirs. One more.
I've noticed the veterans turning up the intensity the last couple days. Do you get a sense that they're pretty amped up going into tomorrow's scrimmage? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think they treat each day as an important. You know, we're really at one practice a day as opposed to two, so it's a little easier to get yourself mentally and physically ready for that one practice, with this afternoon's being more of a walkthrough. So I expect the same type of intensity tomorrow morning, and then there'll be a break, and we'll come back Monday and start again.